Before I go to this, the talk that bioenergy feedstock production and carbon sequestration in native warm season perennials, I would like to say about the, about the story of this. Sorry, how you can go back? It was really started in 1999 as a simulated experiment for CRP land management. And it was for 10 years, and except like a monitoring botanical composition, we didn't do anything. And in 2009, we redesigned this experiment. And the purpose was both for to get the management management criteria for CRP land and for biomass feedstock production from, I mean, these grasses. Of course, this use of bioenergy plant may help to reduce the dependency of the fossil fuel on the fossil fuel. But the transition phase from the fossil resource-based present to a bio-based future has a lot of information gaps to us and challenges. So we thought that, say, CRP land and other marginal land could be potentially used for bio-stock feed, bio-stock feed production. The reason, you see, the CRP land, we assume that it's been neglected for using as a biofuel resources. So we will see in the, down the talk, I think, that the resources, CRP land resources are degrading due to several reasons. So this is the study which we assume that, okay, it will serve both the purpose, so to develop an improved management system for CRP land and biomass resources, and to evaluate sustainability and profitability of bioenergy feedstock production system using low input and high diversity native perennials. Before I go to my talk, I think this is something that I want to emphasize that because since we are trying to deal with the sustainability concern of the experiment, and since it's long-term experiment, so it's like a 10 years. So if you correlate with the bioenergy, sorry, CRP land, the one time, the contract lasts for 10 years. So that's why we waited for 10 years, and we converted into different, we redesigned this experiment. So what we are saying here, you see, the sustainability is this, is a very big concern. It's a very give and take sort of thing. So if you go about like everything based on soil, but it's so obvious, we tend to ignore that sort of reality. So, we cannot just assume that, okay, if this is the reality, we can stand for just that one. So we have to make some sort of compromise. And until the farmers gets profit, nobody wants to go with this bioenergy resources, this biofuel technology. So we are saying that, okay, it's a sort of like a hierarchy of sustainability, and we tend to concentrate on sustainability part of this experiment, which is we consider soil. And if you consider this green revolution first and second, then it's also we tend to ignore this fact. So now we are saying, okay, the first revolution was not very successful just because of we didn't take care of and we didn't put into account that, okay, soil and water, except that's all the production parts. So that's what the reason, we are taking into consideration this part is a little better. This experiment was designed like we have a complete block design, and we implemented like five levels of nitrogen, 10, 0, 10, 20, and 40, 80. And then we superimposed that three different management systems, The one which is designated here as A is a single harvest during winter, like a dry harvesting, and the B designated as a spring and winter harvest. So we harvest during a spring, and then we leave for winter. So it's called like a green and dry both. And the third one is like a regular traditional harvesting system that we have adopted so far by the farmers. So these are the experimental design for this experiment. And during 10 years period, we monitored the botanical composition. It was started with 10 different species. And now, after 10 years, we can see only 5 of them are there. So we lost 4 of those species. And 5 of them are big blue stem, Indian grass, switchgrass, little blue stem, and eastern gamma grass. These are the only 5 we can see over there. And we, in this case, we normally we harvest. We have analyzed so many parameters, but right now I'm trying to just give you the overview for this sea management sea only. So this is again, I would like to say that, okay, the in 10 years period, you can see these 2 pictures in this, left side. It has very low ground coverage, and we assume almost it was, we assessed only 55%. But when we start harvesting in after 10 years, you can see the change in the, land cover. So in terms of biomass production and energy value, it's almost 12 megagram per hectare. And root biomass is almost, it's not exactly double, but root biomass is almost double. So it's a very big indicator for the sustainability part that, okay, the root system is so big, then probably it will survive in a very harsh condition with low inputs. And then we will go in. And the same thing, if you see the 5 different level of nitrogen, then you don't see any difference in, biomass production. But there is a one trend you can see a little bit, they tend to increase up to level nitrogen 40, but there is nothing in nitrogen 80 treatment. So that is the difference we have seen. But we want to see for a certain time, several years more, that whether it will establish that trend or not. The same thing if we account for the energy level, that's almost 12 gigajoule per hectare per year we are getting, and then we can see again there is no difference between these treatments. Cumulative, this is below ground biomass and carbon pool by depth. Root biomass and carbon pool, they don't have any significant difference with nitrogen application. Total soil organic carbon pool, both for soil and below ground biomass, and it shows that zero nitrogen application, for some reason, it is getting higher pool for both soil carbon and total organic carbon. And the rest of them, they don't have any, they don't show any significant difference. But the reason we can see, I think, we assume that this is because if you apply nitrogen, probably mineralization is more. So in that case, they have some mineralization and we don't see that effect. But in this case, zero nitrogen, there is less mineralization for the carbon. So I think that could be one of the reasons, but I'm not sure for about this one. This is my, just the implication for this. Change in carbon and nitrogen ratio over time by depth. You can see this one. Root biomass and soil, they are opposite. So carbon biomass, soil carbon biomass, change, I mean, when it goes to the deeper root, it has a very small CN ratio, and it's opposite to when you see in the root system. So they are, when you go a little bigger, I mean, deeper depth, it has more, I mean, and water CN ratio. My implication is, my assumption is like this one, the nitrogen is more mobile, so they can, I mean, deep down to, I mean, deeper layer, so, and the carbon is not that much, the carbon is most like static. So deeper layer has little less carbon, and that's the, even if it is, if it stays the same nitrogen, then carbon ratio is getting smaller. And it's opposite to, I mean, root, I mean, the carbon ratio in the below ground root biomass. So my conclusion is like a study based on this 11 years experiment, the land cover and botanical composition change over time. Deep-rooted perennials replaced by shallow-rooted annuals, most of the cases. Ground cover diminished dramatically. And I assume this would be vulnerable to ultraviolet radiation. Surface litter with moist condition may increase, methane production leading to a higher level of greenhouse gas emissions. That's one of the assumptions. Under or over harvesting of net primary production is detrimental to CRP biomass production system. So we are saying that even you don't use, even if you don't harvest for a long time, you don't expect everything is building up there. So after a certain period of time, it started declining, and that's the thing happening in CRP land and in this experiment both. Potentially reverse this situation by reseeding, and if that is the case, the CRP land is degrading, then we have to reverse the situation, and that is one of the reseeding. We are trying to recommend reseeding would be one of the solutions for right now. Levels of nitrogen statistically showed no difference in biomass energy production, whether above ground or below ground net primary productivity. Treatment with zero nitrogen has significantly increased total organic pool. The experimental species exhibited 2:1 root shoot ratio almost, and it's almost 1.8 megagram below ground biomass in lower depth. So it's a very good indicator for soil sustainability, I mean, sustainability. Higher C content feed stock is better direction for combustion and fuel fermentation. Feed stock with higher diversity lead to a sustainable production system. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Rao?
Why do you think that the additional nitrogen did not increase above or below ground biomass productivity in your experiment?
Because this grass shows a very low responsive, little response to fertilizer, any fertilizer, so that could be one. And these species genetically, I think I can see they don't very respond to any sort of chemical fertilizer. So they have enough buildup for these times to show the effect. So that's what the reason I could say that we don't see any effect.
Any other questions? Mr. Rudd, how much longer will your experiment go on? How much longer will you be conducting?
We are thinking it's 1 year data. I have second year data, and I'm thinking maybe 2 more years will give us detailed information whether that trend will develop or it will stay like this or will change. So we are right now, I'm not sure whether that trend will be like that, but we hope that, okay, since we are dealing with, I mean, this is something we are talking about, like a miscanthus, we are talking about switchgrass, we are talking about a lot of other species, but what I'm seeing that, okay, single, rely on any single species, we have all the experiment, I mean, evidence, like Emerald Ashmore, we have in 1980 that Leucocephala in Philippines, they wiped out over, I mean, whole country. We have a lot of experiments, so a lot of experience. So why we want to rely on any single species? And these species, I'd like, if you plant them, you have to wait at least 20, 30 years. I mean, in this case, you can go more than 20 years in this case. So that's why we are trying to see that, okay, better we have to go with multiple species at a time, and like a mixture, instead of getting, I mean, single or any sort of like a monoculture. That will give us one step ahead in sustainability point of view. Even if you are getting less, but if you compare the input and output ratio, if you are getting input and output ratio better in this case, we have to stay in this case, I think, with this.
Very good. Thank you.